from coast to coast and around the world, this is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.
Hello, and welcome to Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Czar, and today we're kind of continuing with the theme from last week, which was sort of dated remixes, but before I do that, I thought I'd play a request that I actually got a while ago. I should have played this, you know, back, you know, a while ago, but the thing is, it wasn't very specific. It required me listening to a bunch of tracks and choosing which one I liked the best, which, you know, I didn't have time to do it last week, but this time I did it. And it's from a game that I've never played, and actually I know pretty much nothing about it. I think it's a racing game, and, you know, it has Sonic in it. I'm assuming it's a racing game. And, well, you know, anyway, either way, it had an interesting soundtrack. It's got a very 90s feel to it to me. It's just this kind of, you know, bubbly, sort of upbeat kind of sound to it. It's very identifiable, you know, very 90s, and even kind of very 90s, you know, game soundtrack-esque. But either way, this is from Sonic R, and this is Diamond in the Sky.
Another day is like a new beginning.
That was Diamond in the Sky from Sonic R. I know very little about that game. You know, apart from that, I believe it involves Sonic and it's a racing game. And it had a kind of an interesting soundtrack, actually. A lot of the songs on it sounded pretty much like that, and all of them had, you know, vocals accompanying them, which is kind of unusual for a video game. But, you know, I never played it. I actually heard it was kind of good, but, you know, I kind of dropped out of most Sonic games after, you know, Sonic and Knuckles. But either way, this next track is one kind of continuing with the theme from, you know, last week, as I mentioned, the kind of dated theme. But this one is another song that has a date attached to it. It's a theme that I've always really liked. It has a whole lot of energy. And, it, you know, it was one of the things that I really liked about, you know, this season or, you know, this era of this franchise. It was like this theme was just so upbeat and so excited and, you know, it had a real garage kind of sound to it, which I really liked. And it just kind of captured the enthusiasm that I've always, you know, felt for this series. But either way, this is from Pokemon, and this is OK 2000, the third Pokemon sound, or the third Pokemon movie soundtrack. That was OK 2000 from Pokemon, or the third movie more specifically. We'll be back for more after these messages.
Hi, this is Dirty Diana. I'll make your wildest dreams come true for just $3.95 a minute. Hello, this is Madame Diana's psychic hotline. Die here, rides on rainy Sunday in a second, 3-1.
Need extra cash? Log on to www.gotajob.com and apply for 10 jobs in 10 seconds. For employees, call 1-800-GOTAJOB.
Ooh, I'm wearing a lace teddy. What are you wearing?
My Sunday dress and an apron.
Grandma?
Gotajob.com. Part-time, full-time, in no time.
This is what sex is like in an ordinary condom. This is what sex is like in a new Durex condom. Feel what you've been missing. Set yourself free with the most exciting condoms ever made. New Durex condoms for ultimate sensitivity. Now safe sex doesn't have to feel that way. Set yourself free with new Durex condoms. Durex. Durex.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. If you've been listening for a long time, you may have heard me explain various parody projects that have gone on. The video game remixing community is kind of closely knit and, you know, full of drama, which seems to be the case for most closely knit communities, especially with something evolving around, you know, creative stuff like this. But either way, one of the things I mentioned before was that there used to be these projects that were, you know, a really big fad on OC for a while, and they still kind of are, but they would basically take a game and remix all the tracks from it. And, you know, this, eventually one of the remixers got bored of this and made a parody, you know, remix project of Duck Hunt, you know. And, you know, this is kind of these things were on this vein, and they usually post these up during, you know, April Fool's. And this particular project, I believe, was also released on April Fool's, and it's a, you know, I think this is pretty hilarious. As I've mentioned before on the show, there are certain themes that get remixed about 8 million times. And, I mean, there are, like, remixes of remixes of remixes of, you know, these certain themes. And, you know, these themes tend to include almost anything from Mega Man 2, but particularly Dr. Wily's Castle and Flashman. You know, the Millennial Affair from Chrono Trigger kind of counts, you know, stuff like that. But one of the big ones is the Ice Cap Zone from Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Terra from Final Fantasy VI. But the Ice Cap Zone is a theme that almost everybody, you know, if they're starting out to remix, will hit at least once, you know. The thing is, so you get swamped with all these really mediocre remixes of the Ice Cap theme. And you hear it, you know, as many times as I have. And I don't even, you know, I didn't even really care very much for the theme to begin with, although I do like it. But, you know, anyway, and the judges and the remixers there, you know, they get very bored of it. And so what they did is that on April Fool's Day, they released a huge remix project that was just like two CDs, you know, of Ice Cap remixes, except they were all really terrible, and they were purposely bad, and a lot of them were mocking certain things about various remixes that were annoying, like they had one where they had somebody noodling on a badly recorded piano for like 8 minutes. They had another one where they had like a really lame synth line that got drowned out by, you know, artificial audience, you know, like really bad mashups of different themes together. You know, it was really interesting. It was just because it was kind of a cross-section of various, you know, remixing things that just bugged people after a while. But this one in particular stays with it, or stays with the theme because it has a date in it. And it calls back to a kind of an odd period in OC history. And I actually was around for this. I was actually, like, active on the community at this point. But it's all a little bit fuzzy for me now. But either way, for a long intro for something fairly simple, this is by the Ori Halcon, and this is a Nice Cap, the OCR circa 2000/2001 remix. That was Nice Cap by the Ori Halcon, or the OCR circa 2000/2001 remix of it. And as you can see, it was kind of embodied. You can even see Tara got worked in a little bit there. But either way, this next track is one that's a little bit more standard, I guess you could say. It's not a fan-made remix. Well, I guess not technically. It's kind of hard to come across this nowadays, I guess. It was originally on Dance Dance Revolution 4th Mix Plus. And it's very possible that this has been, you know, brought back for one of the supernovas now lately. I'm really bad. I have not been following, you know, recent DDR track listings as closely as I used to. But either way, it was one track I always really liked. I like the sound effects in it. You know, it has a nice theme to it. It brings back, you know, goofy memories. But either way, this is by the B Project, or the B3 Project. And this is the theme from Enter the Dragon, Revival 2001. The theme from Enter the Dragon, Revival 2001 by the B Project, or B3 Project, from Dance Dance Revolution 4th Mix Plus. We'll be back for more after these messages.
Double your pleasure, double your fun. That's the statement of the great myth. Double mid come. Double your sentiment, your merriment. Double your moment of fun. Double your delightment with the right mint.
Pringles 800 number.
Yeah, hi. You made a mistake with my Pringles.
Sir?
See, it says fat-free on the can, but they don't taste fat-free.
Sir, if it says fat-free original Pringles, that's what they are.
Listen, talk to my wife. Blanche!
Yeah, hi. You made a mistake.
No, ma'am. Fat-free Pringles are made with Olean. That's why they taste just as good with no fat and half the calories.
No way. I know when it's missing that fakey no-fat taste. Listen, I'll mail you one. You taste it.
New fat-free Pringles. Tasting is believing.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Zar. We're kind of going on a theme of dated remixes, or, you know, songs that have the date written in them. And this one in particular is a favorite of mine. It's interesting. I've been following DDR for a very long time, you know, kind of continuing with the DDR theme we had a little while ago. But, you know, I kind of fell out of it recently, which is kind of too bad. But, I was pretty focused on the soundtracks for a while. And Second Mix, I actually had a copy of Second Mix, and it had a song called Samba de Janeiro in it. And it was fun. And I haven't played it in a long time because I've lost my Second Mix. But either way, the thing about Samba de Janeiro is that it never made it into the Second Mix, Mega Mix, only into the third one, etc., etc. I could go on. But either way, what's interesting is that later on, I believe in Sixth Mix, or DR Max, they put a remix of Samba de Janeiro into it, and it was called Trance de Janeiro. As you can imagine, it kind of changed the genre of the song a little bit, but I really always liked it. It's got the same feel of it, but it's also, you know, kind of goofy because it's also a trance song at the same time. But either way, this is by Bellini. This is Trance de Janeiro 2K2 Epic Club. That was Bellini with Trans De Janeiro, the 2K2 Epic Club. You can hear a version of that in, I think, DDR Max. I'm not exactly positive. But our next track is one I might have played for you at least once before. It's a remix that a friend of mine sent to me a long time ago. I still really like it. It kind of captures the feel of it. You know, it has a nice build to it, I think. And when it finally breaks out of the theme, it makes me really happy. But this is by Aluminum. This is from Pokemon, and this is Thundershock 2003.
Thank you.
I would like to thank you for listening, and please tune in next week for more of the same here in the Kaleidoscope Radio Network.
From coast to coast and around the world, this is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.
You're listening to Milan Sir over KCLA FM Los Angeles. We just have a few songs here that's waiting for you, and here is our first song.